Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration. Not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after, 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing potential clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to encourage others and help them reframe their thinking from a loss focus to a forward focus so that they can live full and rewarding lives. So I'm super excited to introduce Kelly Nielsen. Now, Kelly didn't grow up with visions of becoming the grief guru, but life had other plans. After losing her mother to suicide in 2017, she found herself swept out in a sea of grief. Barely able to get through the days, she looked for help and was discouraged when she didn't find the support or tools to recover. Now, thankfully, an encounter with an inspiring speaker showed her that healing was available to her. And she decided then and there to dedicate herself to recovering from grief. Now she studied, prayed, documented her process, and began to recover. Now her recovery came not a moment too soon, as just a year later, her 20-year-old son, Quentin, died of an accidental drug overdose. Now Kelly has since become a speaker, author, and coach. And her book, You're Not Crazy, You're Grieving, shares the process she used to heal from her tremendous losses. She also founded The Grief Guru, a company focused on helping others learn to move forward on purpose, in purpose, and love their lives after loss. Well, welcome, Kelly. I am very honored to have you as my guest today.
Yeah, thank you so much, Wendy. I am thrilled to be here and looking forward to our chat.
Yeah. And, you know, I just love how you're helping others, you know, process through their grief in a way that supports them in creating meaningful lives going forward. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
I'm excited to share.
So Kelly, you know, in introducing you onto the show here, I realize that your own personal experience with grief and, you know, the lack of resources to support your own healing prompted you to fill this really important need for others by founding your company. But I'm curious, did you have any previous experience as an entrepreneur, or was this a new career path for you?
Yes and no. You know, I've always had the entrepreneurial bug. Okay. And I had several small companies or ventures. I had worked in real estate at one point, but the majority of my professional career has been in the nonprofit space, doing fundraising and community engagement. And coincidentally enough, I was in an active role with a nonprofit and had just signed up for kind of an entrepreneurial boot camp to explore business ideas and opportunities and see if you're really kind of called or cut out for being an entrepreneur. I had joined that group literally 5 days before my son Quentin passed away. So been this really interesting journey of grieving and growing a business at the same time.
Right. Wow. That is a big process to go through. I mean, building a business, if you haven't had that experience previously, although you said you were, a realtor, so that has some sense of, you know, the entrepreneurial endeavors and really the, all that goes into owning your own business, but having to face, you know, that loss in addition to building this business is really, Really admirable. Yeah, definitely. So how long have you had your own coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess my vision really, or my business was really born out of the loss of my son. So he passed away July 8th, 2018. And so I've been working on this and at this since his passing. And the vision has changed and is very closely connected to his passing. I remember asking just days after he passed away in prayer, I asked for 300,000 lives to be impacted for good because of this one life that was lost. I asked for a return of 300,000 lives. So that was my initial vision, was to just help in some capacity 300,000 people either, you know, find recovery, find hope for healing. I didn't really care what it looked like initially, but over time, that vision has now morphed into 300,000 coaches to be trained and certified in this program and helping others to find healing and freedom from grief and loss.
Wow. Okay. So yeah, that has been a big evolution of your focus. And I just love the extent to which you saw the ripple effect and wanting to carry forward, you know, that tragedy in a very positive, impactful ways. You know, it takes a lot of courage and obviously, you know, compassion and strength to do that. So, and now your focus is on certifying other coaches.
Yes. And organizations as well. We're starting to work with churches and other nonprofit organizations to help train their faculty or volunteer leaders to, you know, learn how to teach this curriculum so that they can use it in their own organizations as well. Basically, nice. I want to get it nice. In the hands of right. anyone and everyone who as, needs it. Yeah.
As many people as possible. Yeah. Well, thanks to the internet, that is possible. Yeah. It can go worldwide. So that's the exciting part. Yeah. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way, you know, in addition to obviously healing through your own, you know, grieving process while you're building your business, but, you know, which was huge.
How much time do you have?
Right.
I think one of the biggest things, two huge mindset shifts that I had to make. I mean, when you discover what you're created for, when you discover your purpose in life, and especially one that is so, you know, wanting to make such a tremendous impact and difference in the world, you think that the way will just kind of open itself up for you. You know,
right.
I mistakenly thought like, hey, I'm trying to help people, you know, this will just, everybody needs this and this will just take off. And, you know, I just have to kind of show up. I vastly underestimated the amount of time and investment and trial and error and just learning both personally and professionally that was going to be required on my end to get this thing off the ground. And that dovetails into the second thing, which is in the beginning and for quite a long time, I mistakenly tried to be all things to all people. And I tried to, you know, be on every platform and do all the things. I was chasing the things and the mechanisms or the gadgets that produce results instead of just really focusing on the content and who I am and what value I bring to the table and really just honing it in one area through one platform at one price point. I definitely was very scattered for a very long time. And I would get really discouraged because I would try something on one platform or, you know, I'd try a product launch and not get the results I wanted. And instead of just tweaking that launch, I would bail on it altogether and try something completely different. You know, I mistakenly assumed, oh, well, that didn't work. Now I need to completely switch gears and try something totally different, which again produced similar results. So I've learned now the patience, the painstaking patience of, you know, testing things and tweaking things and trying and adjusting and trying and adjusting. And I've finally, I think, settled in to peace with that. That's just part of the process.
That right there is a big learning curve, and just the acceptance of, okay.
Right.
It isn't just like somebody said, it just is a little different for me, and that's okay.
Right.
Yeah. So that's huge that you had that patience, and you know, didn't just get completely frustrated and give up. So we're all grateful.
I was close. I mean, just to be clear, I've been close, you know, and I've had to bootstrap and take little odd jobs, or at one point I had to take a full-time job because the income was just not consistent. And so, you know, when you're putting in a full day's work somewhere else, and then coming to do this on the evenings and weekends and everything else, it can get really tiring, you know,
really
at one
tiring.
Point I, and then in the nature of the work that I do, it's incredibly emotionally draining, you know? So there's been more than one time where it's like, man, why, why am I doing this again?
What I signed up for? Right. Yeah. You had a big vision and a big purpose. So that's what carried you through.
Yeah. And that's the other lesson for any entrepreneurs that are listening. You really have to live on and celebrate the small wins. You know, you really have to take a moment to appreciate, reflect, and celebrate every inch of ground that you take and every win that you get, because that's what you have to live on. You know, that has to carry you to the next win. And so I've gotten better at that too. I take time when I have a win, I really take time and acknowledge it and celebrate it and remember it. When I go through a tough time, I remember the previous win and I know another one's coming, as long as I'm faithful to keep putting one foot in front of the other and doing the things that I know I need to do.
Right. Yeah. Well, that is really important information to just keep our sails filled with, you know, those wins, acknowledge that they are really the essence of what we're doing our work for, you know, and it might not be as monumental as we had thought, but everything that is a positive is a win. So, and even lessons learned are wins, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I've learned that, you know, XYZ is probably not the best thing. Okay. So I'm going to celebrate that.
I've really reshaped and am reshaping, you know, the concept of failure, and that actually doesn't exist. The only form of failure is when you completely quit. And actually, if you're in a business venture and you decide you need to leave it for whatever reason, you still gained skills and tools, and there's assets and lessons that come out of that. So that's something that I've learned through this process as well, is that failure doesn't exist. And so fear of failure is a really silly waste of time, you know? So just embracing everything as a lesson.
Yeah, that's a great mindset. I love that. Definitely. So, and you know, Kelly, you're obviously an expert at helping people, you know, heal through their grief and recreate new lives that bring fulfillment. But speaking of the learning curve here, how do you feel about the client enrollment, or, you know, the sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set.
Yeah.
Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yeah, I think the toughest thing for me, especially because I come from a nonprofit background and I come from kind of a ministry background, and because my heart is to just help everyone, you know, I would love to just be able to give this away for free to everybody that I can. And I actually even grappled quite a bit between whether I pursue a nonprofit or a for-profit model. So sometimes I find I still get hung up with the price point and feeling completely unashamed about the price point. I know that the price point is a bargain for the value that we're delivering in people's lives and the breakthrough they see. I just sometimes still almost feel guilty for charging that, or I have a tough time if the person can't afford it. You know, my bleeding heart just wants to give it to everyone for free. So we're actually now in our business model trying to look at ways that we can tackle that and maybe incorporate a pay it forward model or something like that. But I know that when I'm on a call with a prospect one-on-one, that is still a sticking point for me at times.
I see. Yeah. And that's pretty common in terms of just having the dollar figure be this this big ominous part of the conversation. You know, it's like, okay, everything is going wonderful and we're having this great conversation, really connecting, having a lot of compassion and this wonderful conversation. And then all of a sudden we got to talk about money, you know?
Right.
And for a lot of people, that's money is just as easy as breathing air. But for the majority of people, there's some sort of, you know, limiting belief around money. Mm-hmm. And that we're carrying it forward. And like you said, when, you know, you step into business for yourself, why, wow, all these things seem to jump right up in your face that weren't that big of a deal before. But now when you're in business for yourself, it becomes magnified. And so mm-hmm. any little limiting belief that we have, especially around money, then tends to really launch itself into our world in those conversations with potential clients. And it really comes down to a couple important things. And one is to realize that it's your job not to tell your potential client's money story or not project anything about it. It's not your business, you know, to even think anything about whether they can, they can't, they don't have enough, they have, oh, this is going to really set them back. Oh, that's none of your business. That's a boundary that you cannot cross. And just set that intention. And when you kind of make that just that clear intention for yourself that it's none of my business, because it always amazes me how many people that I've known over the course of the years that have been talking about how tight money is, this and that, and oh my gosh, we're having such a hard time. And then all of a sudden I hear that they're going to Mexico for 2 weeks for a vacation, you right. know, or, you know, they just bought a new car, or it's like, wait a second, that vacation had to have been a couple grand, you know, at least, and all you're bringing home is a sunburned and maybe, you know, a couple dozen pictures, you know? Yeah. Right. And so my point being is that people, they'll lean into stories or they'll project stories that are deep, you know, that's their world. You know, who knows what those stories are all about, you know, the money mm-hmm. stories. And your work is really so critical to something even more important. And that's their peace, their happiness, and meaning, bringing meaning back into their lives and being able to look forward in their lives in a way that is whole, instead yeah. of looking backwards and in the rearview mirror and with regrets and guilt and all sorts of the negative side. And so your work is really a doorway. The depth of your work is something that they can't really do on their own. Maybe they can, but it'd probably take years. And who knows what the collateral damage is through that course of time, you know, how much time is lost and how many relationships are lost and how much of their health is lost, you know.
That's exactly right. That's actually what I'm working on now. And that's helping me a lot with the value piece yeah. of it. I'm doing research on the average time, the recovery time.
Yeah.
If people even recover, and then the cost in terms of lost wages and physical illness and, right. you know, exactly. marriages yeah. that end in divorce. It's an astronomical number. So I'm working right now to extrapolate all those numbers. And I think mm-hmm. having those numbers is going to make it a lot easier for myself and the clients. It's like, right. you know, what yeah. is this worth to you? Because we are massively, our program is a 10-week program. And for most people, it's at a minimum, you know, 6 to 12 months or several years. They say on average, it's 6 months to 4 years. It takes sure. the average person to recover from grief. So yeah, we're working on that right now. But yeah, that is the right perspective. And that is the numbers that I need to keep in mind and the numbers that the client really need to think about in terms of whether it's worth the value.
Right. And the other thing here that I was going to also add on to that is to just hold in your mind the picture and the energy of that person healed through their grief, you know, mm-hmm. and so you're already resonating with them at this level of happiness and meaningful life. And when you own that, as you approach then sharing the investment level, mm-hmm. it's going to be like, so easy for you to share that rate because you're already seeing them and understanding the value of their life being transformed.
Yeah.
So does that make sense? It, you know, because sometimes if you just hold that space for them, and you know, because we're talking about you feeling comfortable with your rates.
Right.
And that's the main starting point here. Although the facts and figures can support you in feeling more comfortable and confident, but we're talking about you just being in a space of being confident around your rates.
Right.
So those are the two big components, is to just draw a line. It's a boundary. It's none of your business what their money stories are, and don't buy into them and don't project them.
Mm.
And the second is to already see them energetically as that happy, forward-focused person with a meaningful life. And you then will embrace the value of your work.
Yeah.
So hopefully those two things will move the needle for you. And I'd love to hear some feedback. You know, once you have your next conversation, be sure to let me know.
I will do.
Yeah. So, and you know, Kelly, we have just been through quite a, you know, a period of time. The pandemic is what I'm referring to, that has created a lot of grief, a lot of loss for people in various different aspects, you know, loved ones, jobs, homes, lifestyles. The pandemic has had a huge ripple effect for people. So I'm curious, can you share a little bit about the impact of the pandemic on the work that you do?
Yeah, I think it's highlighted the need for the work that I do, because the world is grieving and they're starting even using that word and recognizing that they are going through a mourning process or a grieving process, whether they're grieving just the way life used to be, the things that we used to take for granted. And grief in a nutshell is the gap between what you had hoped and planned for your life and the reality of what is. And what that gap is grief. And it happens in a lot of forms, a lot of ways, a lot of situations. And so a lot of people are grieving and realizing that's what they're doing for the first time in their life. And then they're also realizing that we are pretty ill-equipped at navigating through grief, and certainly in a healthy or productive or efficient way. In my opinion, our culture and our country really do a lousy job with navigating people through this. And in fact, one of the kind of common beliefs is that grief never ends. You just learn to live with it. Well, I'm here to tell you that that's not true. And you can be completely healed from grief, and we can do it in a lot less time than we thought. It doesn't need to take years and years of counseling, or, you know, it doesn't need to be this incredibly long drawn out process. It does take intentional, consistent actions. And it does take some very specific things of you learning and applying, but we're seeing people, you know, having dramatic breakthroughs in a very short period of time. So yeah, it's just raised the conversation to a higher level. I think it's on people's radars much more than it ever was before. And so it's definitely opened some doors of opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of figured that the work that you do has been really critical for so many people dealing with so many different versions of, like you said, grief that maybe hadn't been a part of their lives prior to the pandemic. So, well, Kelly, how do you work with people who want to finally heal from their tremendous losses and learn to move forward on purpose and love their lives? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Yeah, well, first is what I just shared, and the foundation is that healing is possible and available to you. That is where we start with all of our clients. We have a five-step framework that we help them to work through. And the first one is very important, deciding what you believe and what you want, and really grappling with those things and how the whatever loss it was, how it affected your life, what you're choosing to believe about that loss, and contending with those things and coming to a place that you feel good about, what you in fact believe about it and what you want going forward. And then after that, we help folks protect the path for healing. So we look at boundaries and their environment and relationships and everything, make sure that the rest of their life is lined up and conducive for healing. Then after that, we work on Mindful Makeover, which is teaching folks some of the things we've already talked about, how to take your thoughts captive, how to be mindful about what you're thinking about. And we also teach some kind of coping skills for when grief and sorrow can be really overwhelming. Our fourth step is what we call community collaborator, understanding that we are not designed, this is a team sport. Life in itself is a team sport, and certainly recovering from grief is no exception to that. So we teach folks how to find healthy community, and not all community is healthy or helpful. So how do you find healthy community and then get the most out of communities you are connected to? And then our last step, which is my favorite, is finding the purpose in your pain. So we help folks to discover for themselves how they've become a better, stronger, more empathetic person because of this loss. And then lastly, how to take this experience and use it to be a blessing and a positive impact in the world and in other people's lives. And that is really the part that excites me and excites my clients. That's where they really turn from being sad and looking at their past to being excited and looking at their future.
Right. Yeah, no, that is really powerful to be able to reframe that. You know, when I was talking about your zone of genius, you know, the ability to reframe that so that they can create that excitement about their future and the impact that they can be making through their experience, but also feel that fulfilling, you know, meaningful life themselves. So yeah, that is really, really powerful work that you're doing. Well, how can listeners learn more about you and this great work that you're doing?
Yeah, well, I am the grief guru on all places. So my website is thegriefguru.com. I'm on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and now recently TikTok. I'm trying to navigate
there you go.
As the grief guru. So you can check me out there. And thanks. As a free gift, I'd love to offer any of your listeners. So the book I wrote, you're crazy, or you're not crazy, you're grieving. I have a free audio version of that book available for folks. So if people go to imnotcrazyimgrieving.com, there'll be an opportunity there to receive that audio download, and you can hear, you know, my story and hear about these five steps in a little bit more detail.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's really generous of you, Kelly. Thank you so much for sharing that. So, so thegriefguru.com is your main website, but then you're on all platforms, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and now TikTok. And so this is an audio version of your book.
Yeah.
You're not crazy, you're grieving. But the URL that they go to is imnotcrazyimgrieving.com. Okay.
Yeah. All right. And then they'll be able to get that. And I know there's entrepreneurs listening, I will put a call out. We are bringing on additional coaches to work with us. So we certify and have coaches partner with us. So if loss is a part of your past and you're, you know, exploring or considering having a business connected to loss and helping others, I would love to talk to you.
Okay. That is an awesome opportunity. And obviously something that is, you know, just provides such a huge need for people, because it can be such a lonely path. And, you know, you lay out, you know, that five-step framework is brilliant. You know, it obviously comes from your own experience and processing through this, but it handles all the different components in a way that is just so tailored. So yeah, that is a great opportunity that you've created for others to be able to step into the same kind of impactful work.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my favorite part, is finding other people who, you know, want to help people, but the business side of things can be hard and overwhelming and financially, all these things. So to be able to link arms and help people to, you know, plug in what we've worked so hard to establish and create, you know, we can just help more people together.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. The straight path instead of that winding kind of, you know, trying to figure this out path. So yeah, that's great. Well, Kelly, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here through our conversation, but if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, well, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Yeah. Well, doubting your ability to succeed, success is sewn into your design and it's built into your future. And so once you can get that settled in your heart and mind, you'll find things will go much easier for you. The other piece of advice I would get is stop asking for permission. You know, don't think that you need everyone or even anyone's buy-in or rubber stamp or permission. If you have a desire, a dream, something that's in your heart that you're building to create, you're the one that's making it happen. So trust yourself, trust your judgment, and be clear in your mind. You know, if it's a yes, it's a yes. If it's a no, it's a no. Anything else is a waste of time. So get clear with yourself, whether it's yes or no, and then move forward strongly and confidently from that place.
Yeah, I love that. Get clear. You know, it's a yes or it's a no. One way or the other, just go in that direction and stop wasting time. Right. That's a powerful quote. And yeah. Yeah, I love that part about, you know, success is sewn into your design. That's brilliant. That's so, you know, inspirational to just accept that in spite of, you know, just you know, disregard the little voices that are chiming up, you know, and saying, yeah, but
right.
Who do you think you are?
Right.
Those kind of things. So just success is sewn into your design. That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Kelly. Those are all very powerful words of wisdom. Thank you so much for sharing those.
My pleasure.
And, you know, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your early work within the nonprofit space and, you know, having this entrepreneurial bug, and then life happened in a big way, a big, big way that presented you with a huge learning experience, a huge healing experience, and the inspiration and clarity around taking your knowledge, your skills forward in a huge way, setting the intention to really touch 300,000 lives. And, you know, helping them through recovery or giving them hope for healing to now this impactful work you're doing as the grief guru, helping others learn to move forward on purpose, in purpose, and love their lives after loss, as well as creating this opportunity for other entrepreneurs to step into a similar type of a role through, you know, under your wing and really carry that momentum forward themselves. So I've really enjoyed our conversation. And I just want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Me too. I appreciate you asking me, and I've loved the conversation. And I hope if just one entrepreneur is a little bit inspired and encouraged to keep going, then it's well
yes,
worth it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Kelly Nielsen through her social platforms. And that's The Grief Guru on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, as well as go to her website, thegriefguru.com. And be sure to take her up on this free gift that she has generously presented, the audio version of her book, You're Not Crazy, You're Grieving. And that is at imnotcrazyimgrieving.com. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of what I call compassionate selling, where you've fully supported your potential client's decision-making process by providing them with everything they need to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. So are you 100% confident that you're fully supporting your potential clients? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Kelly Nielsen. And as always, here's to your success.